transmission incoming, over.
Copy that, transmission received.
You're listening to the Patriot Radio Network.
Hey folks, welcome back to the show. If you are looking for more show content, be sure to head on over to our Patreon page where we put all the video versions of the shows for only $1 a month. You can find us on Patreon by either following the link in the show notes or searching for Skinwalker Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Skinwalker Radio. Today we have a really cool show for you guys. We're going to talk about a couple different things, but mostly we're going to talk about Operation Mockingbird. But before that, I got to drop an advertisement real quick for one of our sponsors, and that sponsor is Patriot Resume. So, you know, the COVID thing has got everybody kind of worked up, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. So, you know, if you're one of those people, if you need a little help getting back into the job market, something like having an awesome resume is a great way to stand out amongst the crowd. So there are, you know, 100 applicants per job opening out there. So if you want that job, you got to be looking good on a resume. So reach out to Patriot Resume and have them help you, because they do a fantastic job, especially if you are a blue collar worker. So if you're one of those guys that keeps America running by fixing things, driving trucks, doing all the things that need to be done, Patriot Resume is your helper. So check them out at www.patriotresume.com.
The other version of the video that, you know, we've already referenced a few times exists somewhere and is still secret.
Is what is remote viewing?
That just seemed really curious to me too.
This show is called Skinwalker Radio.
And they love hinting that there could be something.
Yeah, you see these patents online for warp drive things.
Massive amounts of energy.
Quite convinced that there were some very weird and unexplained things going on there.
There is naturally occurring phenomenon out there.
A well-attested scientific evidence that shows that the stuff is real. These phenomena are going to show up with normal analytical methods.
Welcome to Skinwalker Radio.
Just like a couple hundred years in the future.
Right.
So
right.
It knows where we're at, like technologically and like where our psychology is. And then it projects itself to be something that's just slightly beyond where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's weird because like, why does it do that? And it's almost like it's encouraging us. Right. Because if you see the shield in the sky, like then you go create shields on the earth. Right. And if you see the dirigible, well, then we created the hot air balloons, and then we created like the Zephyrs.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, then we still have the flying saucers. Right. And then we were obsessed with aeronautical advances all throughout the 50s, 60s and 70s. And now we see like the tic tac type stuff that's happening. And now we're obsessed with that. And it makes us want to discuss. It's like it's leading us in a direction.
Keep advancing technologically. If not, we would just sit on our asses and not do anything. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, because, definitely. If we didn't, let's say, this is really interesting. Let's say that nothing like that, I guess, kind of pushed us, because a lot of the reason why we have certain technologies is because warfare. You know, we're afraid someone can come in and do something to us, so it's always the best of the best trying to create the best weapons, let's just be honest. And if we didn't have this potential tic-tac UFO that's, you know, flying around, oh, hey, someone else has this, or someone even in outer space has this, we need to get that. So we keep, you know, bumping it up, and then that's very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's weird because if it were, say it were like good guys, right, that were appearing out there, you know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around, because if those are good guys, then they know that like we're going to pursue whatever it is we saw through math, through science, and discovery. But it always comes back to warfare at the same time.
It always does.
which is bad. But, you know, I guess if it's good guys, I would have to think that those good guys out there want us to progress as a society. But they would probably have to know that there's going to be like ups and then downs.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. You said it always progresses to warfare. But that's like in our genome. It's in our, you know, DNA. Like, starting from the beginning, you know, when we're, you know, fucking poking at stuff with sticks, you know, we got to go conquer that. And then, you know, it's this tribe. Then this tribe needed to go conquer this to get bigger and be, you know, a healthier, stronger tribe. And that's how it's just always been since the beginning of time, is warfare. I mean, that is it. We eat, we sleep, and we fight. and fuck.
Yeah, but I would think, you know, if those are the good guys that are watching us, they have kind of an end goal in state, and I got to think it's something kind of like Star Trek, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Not Star Wars, but Star Trek, maybe.
A little more realistic. Star Wars
is probably more probable.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit with all that's going on right now.
Yeah, you know, we're always running from some kind of heavy-handed government type, even in outer space.
Mm-hmm. That or all goes back to the hologram. I listening to another podcast yesterday, and you know, there's the theory, there's the whatever conspiracy theory you want to call it, about the hologram and whatnot. Did you know the CIA released some stuff about that?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
I didn't either. I heard it on a podcast yesterday, so I just Googled CIA hologram, so I would have it there, so I'd come back to it because I was driving, and I didn't get a chance to read into it yet, but the CIA released some shit saying like that, I guess we are in a hologram. And I was like, what? Okay. So.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that. Cause I know the CIA is full of shit.
Exactly. But I still, am going to read it. I mean,
yeah. You see that article yesterday, it was, it's from 2019. So some author put it out, and basically what happened is a CIA guy and a former Utah congressman, I think it might have been a state congressman, were in a California court because of basically fraud, I guess is the best way you would put it. So, and it's a long article and it's hard to break it all down, but the gist of the article is that the CIA did a bunch of things where they took UFO technology, right? Alleged UFO technology. And they created a bunch of disinformation and flooded kind of the UFO political religious world with it, mm-hmm. while also simultaneously doing a bunch of bad stuff to people and masquerading themselves as UFOs in the process. So this is very important, because it correlates 100% to everything we've talked about on this show, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Skinwalker Ranch. So if you look at this article, and I can pull up the article here in just a second to give you an idea of, you know, what that article was about and who wrote it. But it was really interesting because if you think of Skinwalker Ranch, 90s, Shermans, weird stuff, fast forward to Bigelow, NIDS investigation, brings in a cast of characters who are complicit in fleecing the government for generations, essentially, into giving them money for weird stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the key guy in all of that is Hal Puthoff. Hal Puthoff of he's got his multiple different companies now, but TTSA is his newest one, right? To the Stars Academy with Tom DeLonge of Blink-182.
Yep.
And Chris Mellon of the DIA Defense Intelligence Agency, right? So Bigelow brings in Hal Puthoff. Hal Puthoff comes, does his investigation, but Hal Puthoff really didn't do anything. All Hal Puthoff does is lend credibility to a bullshit investigation, right?
Okay.
So Bigelow, NIDS, Hal Puthoff, Eric Davis, another important name. Mm-hmm. You guys need to remember that. They do their things. Bigelow then later on gets a government contract from the DIA, right? Keep hearing that name all the time. So the DIA comes and they give him $22 million to investigate otherworldly aerial phenomenon. Essentially, the language is different.
Yeah, it changes.
In a nutshell, without getting into the nuts and bolts, the U.S. government gave Bigelow $22 million to investigate UFOs, right? And paranormal activity.
Right, you know, right.
Because according to the scope of this contract, those two things are linked, right? Okay. They're not independent things. They're the same thing. So during this time is where that guy I know, Chris Bartel,
mm-hmm.
He worked at Bass for 6 years.
Right.
So during this time, you know, they were subject to various types of medical examinations. He had to take an MRI. Other people had to take blood tests, urine tests, you name it, right? Weird radiation experiments going on. You can look into this. It's all very interesting. And what happened was they were flown from the ranch to Reno, Nevada, to go get some of these tests done. So not real sure what really happened with that. It's unclear, right, what the results of those tests were, why they felt like they needed to take the tests. So fast forward to this article. So this article was written in Medium, and Medium is one of those places, I think, where basically anybody can write an article and submit it.
Yeah.
But it was written by a guy named Cal Korf. That's with K's, right? So what it suggests is that the CIA was involved in fake UFO stuff for profit. And there was a guy who was complicit in that named Hal Putoff, right? So Hal Putoff, Skinwalker Ranch, Hal Putoff working with the CIA under, you know, the CIA quote weird desk with this individual. And then they're basically caught red-handed taking old Soviet technology and passing it off as UFO technology.
Of course.
Right? Total fraud. Bullshit. And this is one of the things they're in trouble for. But within this came out the quote of CIA disinformation, but also using UFOs to cover their tracks. So think about this in terms of Skinwalker Ranch, right? Skinwalker Ranch, this weird place, weird stuff going on, hotbed of paranormal activity, insert government, right? Then, okay, all of a sudden there's the need to protect the ranch. We have security guards. We have Bigelow. We're going to do all these investigations because we want to find out about UFOs. Mm-hmm. My hypothesis is that there were no UFOs.
No.
Under the guise of a defense contract, insert whatever technology that CIA was using, right? But covering up itself with UFOs, right?
Oh my God.
I think there's that link. So there were no real UFOs. It was some kind of government something. And we don't know what that something is. And they used the ranch as a perfect cover in order to cover their tracks for whatever this new technology was. And then that's kind of backed up by the fact that the security guards had to go undertake these medical examinations, right? Uh-huh. So they were using something there that was potentially harmful to humans. And the security guards had to go take these tests just to make sure. And I think they're all fine, right? I don't know. I mean, I can't say. I'm not a security guard. I have not heard one thing or another. But that is essentially what I think is happening. I think the Skinwalker Ranch is always has been known for weird paranormal activity, which is true.
That perfect stuff just happens. Yeah.
You know? But then there's another side of that same coin, because if you are the government and if you have technology that you want to test in a controlled environment, the best way to do that is to do it in a place that has a reputation for having weird paranormal activity, right? Because then if something happens, you just blame the ghosts. You blame the UFOs, you blame the skinwalkers, right? So it's really the perfect cover.
And I guess for the hardcore UFO people out there that are, some are probably freaking out, you know, at this moment, but if people for once don't think that isn't happening, I mean, you're crazy, because there is technologies and stuff that we can't know about right now. And like you said, the perfect cover up. Hey, this has kind of been a hotbed for some weird shit in the past, or there are at least some stories that were wrote about it. So we're going to go with it. We're going to mess with our technology. And then, like you said, when something happens, oh no, it was the UFOs. It was the aliens or whatever. And that kind of almost, and that's probably happened around the world with all, you know, government agencies and whatnot. I don't want to say it debunks UFOs, because I really, really want to believe in UFOs, but it kind of does a little bit. I mean, and especially if, you know, you said they went to court or whatever. I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot of that going on. And like,
yeah. Yeah. You know, and you have to think about what the CIA has done. The CIA is the enemy of the American people. It just is. When I think of all the things they've done, 99% of them were detrimental. to the American public.
Oh,
right. So the CIA, like literally the only good thing the CIA has ever done that I know about was helping catch Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that about it. Because they've experimented on American people. I mean, that kind of stuff. Yeah, they're fucking terrible.
Yeah. You know, and the UFO stuff, there is... So if we take the entire realm of UFO experience within the United States, or maybe even globally, right? Mm-hmm. Cut out 80% of that and say it's all bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by bullshit, I mean a bunch of different things. I mean CIA disinformation on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Throwing out literal bullshit to confuse people, and then take out just random sightings in the sky that people say, oh my God, I saw a UFO. It was a satellite. It was a plane.
A shooting star.
It was a firefly. You know, there's how many, you're on those Facebook groups, man. How many videos do you see of just bullshit?
Oh my gosh. It's terrible. People
are like, oh my God, is this a UFO? And then everyone's like, no, bro, that's a lightning.
One guy, and that happens with like every member of the group. Oh, I saw it. Nope, sorry, you didn't. Oh, I saw it. Nope, no, you didn't. And those groups have a lot of people in them.
Yeah, there's tens of thousands of people in there, and so it's frustrating because like I want to believe in UFOs, but I also know that there are a bunch of, I'd say, dummies, and everything is a UFO to them. And I'm sorry, that's just not the case. So when you look at the totality of sightings, I would say 20% would fit in that category of, yeah, that might be a UFO. Mm-hmm. But 80% you should just discard right off the bat.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep.
But you know, the technology exists to fake that stuff on such a good level now with, you know, the deep fakes and everything. And now that we know that the CIA is actively putting out disinformation campaigns into the UFO community,
mm-hmm.
that 20% might not be a true 20%.
No.
It's just the 20% that's actually believable and not explainable.
Yeah. And let's say there are aliens, you know, that the one thing that's never I guess made sense to me. If there was another species that was more intelligent than us and they came here, I mean, well, they just come, they watch for a second, they leave. They're just, that's, is that all they're doing? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you would think that, you know, when Columbus and whatnot came to America, you know, they, to the Indians, they were aliens and a whole fucking fleet of them showed up. Just like one spaceship isn't going to pop in and just take a look and then leave. No, it's going to be a few, I guess I would think. So I've always kind of thought that was weird. And then if it's this more intelligent, better technology, yet we're able to capture them, you know, all this, and they crash landed. We have freaking autopilot on 737s, and let's not talk about the MAX because that was kind of a shit. But, you know, prior to the MAX, pretty good stuff and didn't have a whole lot of issues with it. So if they're way more advanced than us, well, are they really going to crash? I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Travel all this way just to run out of gas at the very last second.
Yes. And it's always like, but you know, I want to believe, but I'm also not really gullible. Like you said, those people in those Facebook groups, I mean, some of the stuff those people come up with, whether it's about aliens or paranormal or whatever, it's like, you guys are really grasping at straws to get, you know, to come to some of these conclusions. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to be able to discard all of your critical thinking abilities in order to just say, oh, UFO.
Oh, yeah.
UFO. Mm-hmm. Psalm.
Yeah. 100%. But it's funny, the whole disinformation thing, because that kind of leads it right into what we were talking about, you know, what we're going to talk about, the CIA doing that about aliens versus all the other shit that's gone on.
Yeah. You know, it kind of brings us into what we wanted to talk about originally. We kind of got off on a tangent, but you know, there's a documentary out there that got released and got banned off YouTube already, probably within the first 3 days, but it's called Shadowgate. So it was produced and written by Millie Weaver, who is an independent journalist, but she does have some support for InfoWars, although she's not an InfoWars employee and she's not officially within that realm. Alex Jones just supports people he thinks is doing a good job. So one of those is Millie Weaver. So she goes by the name Millennial Millie. Yeah, millennialmillie.com, I think is her website.
Mm-hmm.
She put out a documentary called Shadowgate. And That one was really interesting, man.
Oh, this whole thing? I mean, I've always kind of assumed something weird, you know, that someone's pulling the puppet strings. But after watching this, I actually watched it probably in little segments like three times total. And it kind of goes into like what they done in the Middle East and how they influenced elections and everything over there. And what started out as, you know, dumping actual paper, you know, pamphlets out of airplanes for to try to influence, which then in turn, you know, started working over the internet. You know, why wouldn't they do that here? Why wouldn't they, you know?
Yeah. So I think we need to kind of preface this
before
we really get into the nuts and bolts. And this might be a multi-part episode. Like, we have the video, we're going to play a couple clips, but we have to be careful because, you know, there's copyright laws and things like that. But you need to go to Millie Weaver's website and need to watch that documentary. It's called Shadowgate. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to do that. And we're not going to get into Shadowgate too much because we need to lay the groundwork of what is Shadowgate and why it's entirely possible that that documentary is 100% factual. Mm-hmm. And we encourage you to go watch that video right after this before we do a next episode on Shadowgate in depth. But with this one, we need to touch on something that makes Shadowgate possible. And we've already mentioned that, and that's Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird was a CIA initiative that started during the post-World War II days, during the Cold War, the early days. And it was an effort of the CIA to basically fix the news and spread propaganda within the Soviet Union. So what they wanted to do was they wanted to write their own news, have their own news agencies, their own news anchors, their own radio programs, their own television programs, their own newspapers. They wanted to have their own paper boys, right? So this was a full-on project, a propaganda campaign that was a very large operation called Operation Mockingbird. And the entire goal of this was to spread anti-communist propaganda within the Soviet Union, right? So pro-Western news. And they wanted to fix the news. They wanted to control what people were seeing, hearing. And by doing that, they were able to control what people are believing and thinking. And that is really pretty alarming because if you think of what that means, right? So think about today. Facebook, Google, Twitter, podcasts, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, it's everywhere. What we're seeing is we're seeing the 30th rendition of Operation Mockingbird. And what we have to assume now is that this operation actually took place and that it was very successful. And over the years, due to its success, it evolved, right? So it may have started off as a good initiative originally to take out the communists, right? And to break the communist propaganda machine that had held Eastern Europe in its grips, right? So that's a noble thing. So another thing that we did was for, I think, 20 years, we flew jets nonstop circling Cuba, broadcasting a radio station. And this radio station was anti-communist, anti-Fidel Castro, and pro-American and pro-capitalism. So for 20 years, we broadcast this radio station out of jet planes, just circling Cuba nonstop. What we didn't know is that the Cubans intercepted the radio transmission like the first 6 months. And then for like the first last 19 and a half years, nobody was listening because the Cubans had already figured it out.
But
the U.S. government has entire intelligence apparatuses at their disposal that do these kinds of things, and they do them very well. So when we think about, you know, the UFO misinformation, how do they do that and why do they do that? what benefit would the government have of taking fake news in the form of UFOs and putting that out into the world, right, for consumption? Well, the reason they want to do that is by putting out the fake UFO news. It's now indistinguishable from real UFO news, right? And then nobody knows what to make of it. It just creates chaos. You can't separate truth from fiction, and you don't have the ability to use discernment any longer, right? It's things that were once obviously fake are no longer obviously fake, and things that were once obviously real are no longer obviously real. It's a war on truth. So what you're left is a priming of society to eventually accept an idea. So, you know, prior to the 1947 Roswell crash, UFOs weren't really a thing. And ever since then, it's been a big thing. So whether or not something physically crashed in 1947 isn't really the point. The point is society has been groomed to accept the inevitable conclusion of UFOs are real and aliens are real. And the U.S. government has been working to mold society to accept this fact for a very long time, 50 or 60 years, in fact. So we look at things like the Tic Tac UFO. The Tic Tac UFO was witnessed by the U.S. Navy, along with the Gimbal and the Go Fast. And all we have is official government reports of this, right? This was not witnessed by third party individuals. This was not witnessed by other governments. This was not witnessed by anybody other than U.S. military. And all of the sudden, you know, when they say, okay, we have these videos, here you go, world, right? We see these videos on YouTube and the nightly news of a UFO and the U.S. Navy chasing a UFO. And all of a sudden, it's gospel. So because it comes from the government, it's now legitimate, you know, question mark. We have spent 60 years questioning the government, and we have spent so much time fighting the government for release of information. We have spent so much time trying to get access to what the government knows around UFOs. And then all of a sudden they say, okay, here's a UFO. We have it on camera and we believe them. So for three generations, we've been under the impression the government is lying to us about UFOs. And then all of a sudden, they give us just a little breadcrumb, and now we believe it. And that's because we have been primed as a society for 60 years to accept a narrative. And that narrative is aliens and UFOs might exist. And the U.S. government is the sole source of truth for that information. And that is literally Project Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm. I mean, God dang, dude. I couldn't even find a better way to explain that. But one thing I would like to say is while we've been, you know, doing this since the Cold War, spreading anti-communist propaganda to Russia and whatnot, you know, there is that guy, ex-KGB agent. His name's Yuri Bezmenov. And there's a documentary on YouTube and some other places about him basically saying Russia has been doing the same shit to us, you know, since the Cold War, you know, infiltrating because they knew there's no way to take down the U.S. besides from within. And it starts in the schools about spreading communist propaganda. And, you know, that's just kind of funny. But to bounce off what you said about, you know, the UFO thing just a second ago, 1947, you know, World War II ended in 45, and there was a lot of technology that was taken from the Nazis. I mean, all the NASA scientists, you know, well, not all of them, but a lot of NASA scientists were Nazis and brought tons of new technology over to the U.S. because we know that the Nazis were way more advanced. So that timeline of that disinformation about Roswell, or the possible disinformation about Roswell, falls right in line when we got all this new technology, all these new real smart scientists to come over to the United States. Hey, we need to experiment with some of this stuff. What's the best way? Hey, something fell out of the sky. And then start priming people to believe. And that goes back to the beginning thing we just talked about.
Yep. Yeah, there's no coincidences, really. So we are in Project Mockingbird right now.
10.0
going all the time, nonstop. And what it does is it produces news and shapes public opinion in a way that's favorable to the government, specifically the deep state, right? So it changes a little bit, but really the message is the same. And the message has always been, you need to accept government. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. It doesn't really matter, because the deep state wins regardless. Uh-huh. And by shaping public opinion, by fixing the news, by controlling what we see, what we talk about, then they are able to, on a long-term basis, groom us to accept whatever it is they want us to believe. And in this case, aliens is one part of that component. For what end? I don't know. My only hypothesis on that as to why government would want us to believe in aliens is because it would be an event of great enough magnitude that we would abandon many of our long-held traditional beliefs. Things such as limited government, the ability for people to kind of think critically and, you know, question the society and question narratives, and ultimately, you know, freedom and religion. You know, what does the alien landing on the White House lawn mean for religion? And a lot of people think that it completely does away with religion. I don't think that at all. You know, I have some beliefs there that, you know, are interesting, but counter that narrative completely. But, you know, if you want to think of the one thing that can really just grab society's captivation and hold it for a long, long time, there's nothing better than a UFO. So whether or not the UFO is real is not important, right? It's perception. It is, what do people believe? So, you know, let's just say hypothetically, tonight on CNN and Fox News, the news anchors come and say, breaking news, UFOs spotted in the Pacific Ocean heading for Los Angeles, right? There's 20 of them. They're massive. They're each 1 mile in diameter, and they show the UFOs on radar, right? Mm-hmm. What happens to society at that point?
Oh, my God. Oh, well, one, government, please take care of me. Just dump everything into the government because, you know, well, it's in the name of safety, and that's always something we can get into later on. But
so what's interesting is there doesn't have to be a real UFO, right? All we have to do is just have the news report say that there is a fleet of UFOs heading for Los Angeles, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, the Battle of LA movie we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's seen that movie. It's kind of cool. I like it. Mm-hmm. Independence Day, the War of the Worlds. What that is that is the tentacles of Operation Mockingbird, right? So not only is it the media, it's the news, it's movies, it's everything we consume, right? It's now no longer a fringe topic. UFO movies are everywhere. There are thousands of them. And that is because Operation Mockingbird through the CIA and the deep state is grooming us to accept the inevitable conclusion that aliens are real. And then, you know, we won't be surprised someday if they land here.
Yeah. And one thing we should probably let people know is when we talk about the movies, you know, Battle of LA and War of the Worlds and stuff, like, those aren't all, like, people and the directors aren't tied to deep state people necessarily. But it's been this psychological warfare going on for so long that it's ingrained in their minds to think like this. So then stuff is like that is put out. And that's how this all gets started. It starts with one little seed that starts growing, and then this person over here does it and plants another seed, and then this one. And then pretty soon, the government's not even having to plant seeds anymore, or as many seeds, let's just say, and we're planting the seeds for them and not even realizing it because it's all psychological.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of reason to believe that, you know, there is a lot of interference into what gets made into Hollywood. And we know that the deep state loves them some Hollywood, right?
Ooh, like, they do.
It's inseparable. And there is a lot of things that suggest that there is a loose, informal kind of review process that kind of goes into what gets made, why it gets made, and how it gets made. And so there's a lot of articles on it. So, you know, the Pentagon had a entertainment liaison office that I think it was established in 1948. So the Central Intelligence Agency did a similar thing in 1996. And this is according to an independent.uk article they're writing about it. So we know that the government is involved in media. Uh-huh. At every single level, what we're seeing is we're not seeing the true free market play out in the movies we watch, the YouTube videos, the music we listen to, and the news we see on television, right? That's not real. It's real people doing it, right? But the things that they're talking about are not real free market ideas. They are following a script. They are following an agenda. Uh-huh. And that agenda is not set by the people who run those stations. The agenda is set at a higher level. And within that, there is some freedom of movement, right, to cover various topics as they happen. Obviously, if there's a wildfire in California, they're going to cover the wildfire. But generally speaking, there is a direction set by somebody who is in charge of all of the media. And if you look into who controls the media, right, so it's not 500 different companies. It's Ew. Six. There is six companies who control all of the media in America.
Is it six or four?
So you think about like, oh my God, that's impossible. How do they fix the news like that? It's not impossible because there's six companies that control basically everything.
Yeah, major companies. But I did think it was four companies. Is it six or four?
We'll have to double check. But yeah, you know, it's not many.
So you got these, you know, four to six major companies, and then they got all these little bitty ones below them. But and there's been some videos and stuff people have put together on YouTube, and it has all these like 20 different news stations, and like whatever 6 o'clock, whatever, you know, 9 o'clock news, and they're all like from all over the country, and they all sound exactly the same, and it's not like they're just talking about the same thing. No, it's like they have the same fucking script. It's that bad. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. No, it is that bad, you know, and, you know, it's either four or six companies that control everything, you know, and how easy is it to have six people in a room, right, under the direction of the CIA or whatever you want to call it, to fix the news, right? So, okay, you guys are going to this year, this is our goal for the next year. Right. And it's a board meeting. It's all it is. It's a business. It's run like a business. And at the head of that business, somebody is setting the strategy. And I think that strategy in part comes from the CIA at Operation Mockingbird. Right. So this year, our strategy is to implement this. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to be some kind of like political or social change. Right. So this year is the year of UFOs, or this year is the year of gay marriage. This year is the year of Donald Trump bad. This year is the year of QAnon conspiracies, right? We're going to ramp up QAnon. We're going to talk about QAnon in the news. You know, I don't know how that's going to unfold yet, but they fix the direction, right? And then it's up to the news agencies to go out and do it. They have their marching orders at that point.
Mm-hmm. It's all independent journalism, and I say this all the time, is so dead because of, well, I mean, even if they think they're being independent, they're probably not anymore. And this can go into the fact of, like, when was the last time we actually had real, true, free thinking? Because all this stuff gets pushed by these, you know, by one entity at the top, and we see it on Facebook, on Twitter, or on just the internet, on ads, and whatever, because we know the algorithms for everything you use goes to kind of like, it points you, they try to steer you in a direction. So if we're seeing stuff like, you know, a certain thing all the damn time, that's probably what you're going to be thinking about. So you even may think you have free thinking, but do you have free thinking?
No, not really. Yeah. You know, you're able to pick the options in front of you. But if all of those options point back to the same end, are you free? And the question and the answer is really not really.
No.
You know, so back to this article on the Independent, and we'll link this to the show notes so you can see it. So mainly through the U.S. Freedom of Information Act, show between 1911 and 2017, more than 800 feature films received support from the U.S. government's Department of Defense, a significantly higher figure than previously estimated. you know, and that support ranges in different ways, right? It's like, hey, we want to use an aircraft carrier to film a movie scene, right? But, you know, there is a formal review process that goes through with a lot of those kind of movies. And so you got to ask the question, what is the government getting out of this? So if you gain access to the government for airplanes and tanks and all that cool stuff, do you really think that they're not going to want something different?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. They're going to take their little piece out of it, you know.
They're not going to allow you to use their stuff and then create an anti-government movie,
fuck,
right?
No.
You know, so it has been insinuated that a lot of times the government is granting permission, but then there's strings attached. And then you have to make script changes, right? Like, well, we don't really like the way this is playing out. Oh, we think this paints us in an unfavorable light. We would really like to see, you know, you add this little 5-minute section here. And that's how it happens. Because anytime you get involved with government, government gets involved with you.
You know, and this is might blow some people's minds, but are we any better than China? At least China's honest about the government owning everything. You know?
You know, we are thinly veiled with it. You know, obviously we still have more personal freedoms, but it's there's two books, right? In 1984 and Brave New World. China is 1984. America is Brave New World. If you haven't read those books, that's basically required reading. If you're listening to this show, you got homework to do. You need to read those books. Just get the 5-minute summary version just so you have an idea of what we're talking about. Brave New World is total freedom, but yet somehow still oppressed at the same time, right? And in the 1984 is total tyranny and oppression. And there are different ways of accomplishing a very similar goal. Right. And this very similar goal is, OK, you go and you go do drugs and you have sex and you pleasure yourself into an infinity as long as, you know, you accept this idea, then we don't really care what you do. Right. And in 1984 is you will accept this idea and we'll basically kill you until you do. The end result is the same and it's government control, really. Yeah, when it comes down to it, there's just different ways to accomplish that, you know, and it's just a different flavor of the same type of tyranny.
Yeah. It's, you know, China's doing it with the heavy thumb. You know, they're putting, you know, the pressure on the people, and the United States is doing it, you know, just through psychological, you know, I keep saying that word, but that's how it's happening. You know, it's in our minds. So they got a figurative thumb in our mind while China is just doing it up front. It's where you can see it.
Yeah. So on television, quote, we found over 1,100 titles receiving Pentagon backing, 900 of them since 2005.
Golly.
So shows such as Flight 93, Ice Road Truckers. Why Ice Road Truckers? Who knows? Yeah. Army Wives, 24, Homeland, NCIS. What are they doing? Why is the government backing these shows, right? These are not just television shows. These are television shows that have been selected and approved by government for us to watch.
Yeah. How many have been put out there from directors and whatnot that have not been approved? I mean, we don't know. I'm sure we could probably find it somewhere, but if there's, would you say 500?
I don't know. But you know, the thing is there's no disclaimer, right? So we can't tell.
Yeah. Well, no, how many shows did they approve?
Oh, TV shows? So yeah. The DOD has their hand in 1,100, and the CIA has their hand in at least 60 film and television shows since its formation in 1947.
Okay, yeah. So if there's that many that have been approved, there's so many more that have not been approved.
Right. And you know, those are just the ones we know about.
Exactly. Hey, just real quick, too. You were right. There is 6 companies that own the media.
Cool.
That is actually Time Warner, Disney, Murdoch's News Corporation, Bertelsmann of Germany, and Viacom. Those are the companies. That just comes right from the internet, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's absolutely crazy. So, you know, you got to ask, why are they involved? And the only reason why the government could be involved, and specifically intelligence agencies could be involved, is because they're selling something, right? They have something they're trying to accomplish. And what is that something they're trying to accomplish? And the only thing we can figure is that it's nefarious, right? They're not helping us. We don't need them to help us with television shows and movies. People have good ideas all the time. You know, we could create a movie right now and it would probably suck.
But, well, we still do it.
You know, I mean, we don't need the government's help to do it.
No, absolutely not.
It just blows my mind, you know, and it all comes back to Operation Mockingbird. So nothing you see is random. You know, if you're seeing it on the news, if you're seeing it in social media, it's because somewhere along the line you were meant to see it. The algorithms are programmed to feed you news like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, divisive things from a slant that is approved by the deep state. It's not random. And how many of us have seen a shift in culture with the coronavirus thing, right? People who were once level-headed, normal people on the left and on the right, how many of them were militarized, right, into a worldview that is kind of shocking? I've known so many good people who were kind of apolitical, didn't really get involved, just want to be left alone and live their life, right? Both on the right and both on the left, that have been so incredibly polarized on social media.
Oh my gosh.
And I can only come to the assumption that this is something bigger going on, right? This isn't just random. So they're being fed these news articles that suggest that the coronavirus is all fake, or suggest that we're all going to die, right, because of coronavirus, which is not the case. No. And they have been worked into an absolute frenzy. And these are normal, good-hearted people, right? And you can be a liberal and be a normal, good-hearted person that just wants to live your life, be left alone, and leave other people alone. You can be a normal, good-hearted Republican and be one, want to be left alone and leave other people alone. But how many of these people have been worked into, you know, zealots over this thing because of social media?
It's become a religion for some people. I mean, really, and people I know before that had never hardly ever posted stuff or controversial stuff on just Facebook and Twitter and whatnot are like, they're like martyrs for the cause, you know? It's like, what the fuck happened to you? It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's wild, you know, and you got to ask, you know, what's going on. And whenever you see something like this, the question comes down to who benefits, right? Who benefits by the country destroying itself? And you know who benefits? The government.
They always, you know, do.
The deep state specifically. The deep state fixes the government. The deep state tries to fix elections. The deep state goes back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. The deep state is not beholden to one political ideology. The only thing the deep state cares about is power. And we need to do a show on the deep state to explain exactly what is the deep state when we talk about that. But it's important to know that the deep state is real. The deep state does not care about you. It does not care about politics per se. It just uses politics as a tool to get what it wants.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we could eventually phase into the who owns the deep state. And then, you know, that's a whole,
you know, there's
another point
our fingers at some main players in there. Yeah. For sure. But, you know, I think this is a good place to stop, because I think we kind of beat the Mockingbird thing to death. I think you guys know what we're trying to get at. So the next show we do is going to be the Shadowgate documentary. We're going to do a commentary on that. So please go watch the Shadowgate documentary on Millie Weaver's website. I think it's millennialmillie.com. And once you watch that, then you'll be primed, right? So you'll know where we're going to go ahead next when we talk about that. And probably a 3 or 4 part series, because it gets into Shadowgate. We get into QAnon again. we get into something called Project Looking Glass. And then we get into kind of what the end goal for all of this is. And it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And like he said, guys, it's millennialmilly.com. If you try to go to YouTube or somewhere else, I mean, you may find it. As soon as it goes up, it gets taken down by somebody. So I think probably the easiest spot would just be to go to millennialmilly.com.
Yep. And we're going to be playing clips, but we can't play the whole thing because we don't want to get in trouble. And, we want to support her. So go to her website.
Yep. All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Skinwalker Radio. We have a lot of fun bringing you guys this program. It's something we're really passionate about, and I know you guys are too. So let us know how we're doing. Leave us a review on Apple, Google, Spotify, anywhere you're listening. Give us 5 stars if you like the show. If you want to leave a written review, that would help a lot. That will help us reach new people who might be interested in the show, which helps us land awesome guests that can bring really cool stories for you guys to listen to. Join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and we have a Facebook private group that's also linked to that page. I'll put all that stuff in the show notes so it's easy for you guys to get a hold of us. You can also email us at skinwalkerradio@gmail.com and check out the website at www.skinwalkerradio.com.